We're doing Maharal Derech Chayim. We're in the introduction on page Chet in the regular editions. Uma shamar katuv kiner mitzvah v'torah or v'derech chayim tochachot musar. Hu neged. When the verse tells us that the mitzvah is a lamp, the Torah is the light, and the path of life is taking control of ourselves and not going wildly after our desires, that's in contradiction. Hu neged ma shekatuv b'chol makom. It's in contradiction with what we find all over. Lemanitav lach varachta yamim. The Torah promises it'll be good. You'll have longevity. Ratzal amar sheyeh lecha tov hagamur v'yatov hu nitzchi. Torah says you'll have eternal good. Ki ha'or hu hatov hagamur. You want to know what's eternal good? Says the Maharal. It's the light of Torah. And yet the Torah seems to say that the mitzvos will give you eternal good. So these two seem to be in contradiction. Kmo she'amu, as our sages taught in Tractate Pesachim, lo'olam yitzei adam chitov, you should always leave your house when there's already good outside. What our sages meant is when the sun is already shining. Don't leave before daylight. In their days, they didn't have street lights, they didn't have good lighting. So to leave before the daybreak, even if you're in a rush, was very dangerous. Our sages gave us advice in their day and age, don't leave before daybreak. So you see, how did they call the day? They called the day Tov. V'divrei musar notnim l'adam ha'chayim sh'arichut yamim shum sulak min ha'mita. And when a person learns how to take control of himself, so that's when he has life. That's when he has longevity. That's when he can avoid death. Al yedei musar, kmo she'itber. As we've explained, this is when a person takes control. He's not just running after his desires. V'amar ki al yedei ner mitzav torah or yagi ha'ba la'tov hu'or ha'tzafun la'tzadikim. So the verse is telling us through the mitzvah, which is the lamp, through the Torah, which is the light, a person attains that which is good, which is ha'or ha'tzafun la'tzadikim, the light that's hidden for the righteous. Ki ner me'ir ha'mitzvah v'yoter mizeh ha'torah shutov legamre. So the mitzvah is a limited light. It's like a lamp. The Torah is eternal good. Ki ha'torah hi or v'arichut yamim. Torah is the light. Torah is longevity. She nitzchi. Torah is eternal. Al yedei musar shem selekta adam min ha'mita al yedei tochacht musar. How does the Torah facilitate that? The Torah keeps us in check. The Torah keeps a person in line to doing what's right. Hitber lecha pirush ha'katuv ki ner mitzav torah v'derech chayim tochacht musar. So when we read neged, I said it's in contradiction. Neged over here, I think, means it corresponds to, it's opposite. Opposite, not in the sense of contradiction, but it corresponds to the verse of Lemanit of Lachvarach Taimim. V'chen ire perush ha'katuv m'divrei rabotinu zal perkam de brachot. And if you look at the Talmud and Tractate Brachos, you also see a support of this understanding. Over there, the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, three gifts were given to Israel. They were all given through distress. They were all given through, you have to really put yourself out for them. They're not easy. There is suffering to attain them, and they are. What are the three gifts? Torah, the land of Israel, the world to come. Yeah? And then the Talmud brings verses to support this. So, did we do this already? The three gifts? Yes? That these three are three concepts of holiness, that the land of Israel is separate from other lands. And that's why these three things you have to work hard to get, that there's suffering involved, doesn't happen easily. That, yeah, we did this. Okay, so I'm moving forward a drop. So the idea that there's suffering is the idea that you have to overcome the physical. It's not that you have to suffer to get Israel. It's that Yisurim, the idea is, it's not pleasant physically. You want to attain Israel? You want to attain Torah? You want to attain Olam Haba? Then it has to be that you're willing to invest for that spirituality. These three things are concepts of holiness, and in order to attain them, you have to forego certain physical benefits and pleasures. It doesn't go hand in hand. He says, don't think that it means suffering. Suffering in the sense, you're going to suffer. The idea is, if a person wants to attain true life, he has to be willing to put down the material desires he has. And this is in line with what we learned in the Ran. The Ran says, what was the fruit of knowledge? He says, the fruit of knowledge was a healthy fruit. But the idea is that our bodies, our life, is a delicate balance between the spiritual and the physical. And when Adam and Chava, Adam and Eve, ate from the forbidden fruit, it strengthened the physical over the spiritual. They became more physical people. The more physical one is, the more one is affected by physical things. You see, spiritual people, there are people who, they don't notice it's cold, they don't notice it's hot, they don't notice they're hungry. There are stories of the Rebbe of Chabad that after Yom Kippur would talk to people till midnight. He didn't break his fast. People, there are great people who don't notice certain things because they're on a different level. So the idea that through this a person grows is like the Ran said, when Adam ate from the forbidden fruit, so he strengthened the physical part of who he was, which automatically made him more physical, more limited. When one wants to grow in these spiritual areas of Torah, the land of Israel, the world to come, so then one has to be willing to put down the material aspects of his life. Okay, and then he goes on to prove that that's the right pshat. Says, why is it called Yisurim, afflictions? Because man's body naturally is attracted. One wants to go after the physical things. And that's why good traits are called Musar. Because Musar is, you sort of afflict your body. You say, I'm not going to do what you feel like. I'm going to do what's right. And that's, it's not an affliction in the sense of, oh, he's suffering. It's in the sense that taking control of oneself. The body wants to run in one direction, and the soul is going to take control and say, no, we're doing something else now. And that's why it's called the path of life is tochechot musar, is when a person says, I'm going to do what's right. And that's why our sages also said that a person can't get the world to come without yisurim. What does that mean? You want the world to come, then you have to focus on what's spiritual. And that's why, so he says, now this tractate we're going to learn is called Avot. Because in this tractate, all the different types of Musar are taught. You want to know how to take control of yourself, how to be an ethical, good, kind person? This is where you'll find it. The Talmud says in tractate Baba Kama, if a person wants to be pious, let him fulfill the order of Nezikin. That's the full order, all the tractates in Nezikin. Rava says, the idea here is, fulfill the tractate Avot. You want to be a pious person? That's the guidebook. Others say, learn how to make blessings correctly. That we won't go into. So this is where we'll pick up, is Hashem, next time. What is the concept of this tractate Avot?